Mike, thanks for talking to West Kent Radio.
It's a pleasure. Nice to be here. Thank you.
So you were at the Labour Party conference last week in Liverpool. There were some very positive opinion polls for Labour during that time. What was the mood at the conference like?
It was fantastic, actually. It's probably one of the best Labour conferences that I've been to. And it really felt united. And I think a big part of that is, you know, 12 years of Tory government has absolutely failed people now around the country, and they're really seeing that. Plus a really positive agenda coming out of conference in terms of policy, things that are going to really help people across the sort of spectrum of how they're doing. So, you know, really help the sort of working class, those that are having to work hard for a living every day, all the way through to the middle as well, who are being really squeezed by the Conservative government.
So what goes on at the conference? Is it a lot of meetings with detailed policy, or is it more of a networking event?
The main reason for it is twofold. So firstly, for Labour members to express what they want to see in terms of policy agenda going forward. And there's also sort of some internal rule changing that can go on where people vote on it. But then the main effort really is for the leadership to put out to the country their agenda going forward for at least the next year. As the parliamentary candidate for Dover, I was doing a lot of meetings and work on that and looking at how we can improve the lives of the people down there. So it's very busy. It really was. It's a non-stop few days.
Do you think the Labour Party really feels it could be the next government now?
Oh, absolutely. There's no doubt about it. The big issue at the moment is obviously the economy, and people on the doorsteps, on polling, are all saying now that they just can't trust the Conservatives on the economy. And they're looking to Labour now, and with Keir Starmer and Rachel Reeves, who will be those politicians that you can trust on the economy. And I think that's what people are seeing now.
So the Conservatives are certainly struggling at the moment. The budget seems to have dented their reputation as the party of sound money. But I wonder if many people listening will wonder whether really Labour can gain that mantle of sound money, because most of the spending that the Conservatives have proposed, Labour also support. So, for example, the national insurance cuts, the potentially £150 billion of energy subsidies, many of which are going to fairly rich people, Labour supports that. So isn't the UK's debt problem likely to be just as bad with Labour in as with the Conservatives in?
I think firstly we have to realise that the crisis we're currently seeing in our economy comes from Downing Street. There are international issues that have made things more difficult, but we are bearing the brunt of it in this country because of the government policy. Yes, we do support some of the support that's being given, for example, you know, the capping of the energy prices, and that was what we've been calling for months, and we've only just started getting there. But the big difference that the people must realise is how we will pay for that. And the Labour Party are willing to tax the oil tycoons in a windfall tax so that none of that debt goes on to hardworking people, whereas the Conservatives are borrowing their way out of this, and that debt will come onto the people. So eventually we're likely to see taxes go up at the bottom. We're likely to see massive cuts to our services, which are all strapped anyway and need more investment. So it's how we pay for things that matters.
I mean, you're hoping to get a windfall tax revenue in, but I don't think many people estimate it's going to bring in enough money to cover the cost. Wouldn't it have been better to carry on doing what Rishi Sunak was doing, which is lump sum payments to help people with energy bills, which means that, you know, the richer people don't get more in cash than poorer people?
Well, no, the problem with this energy crisis issue and people's bills is it's hitting everybody. So you talk to people, you know, in Tunbridge Wells, for example, who many of them are more in the middle. Obviously, there's poverty as well. But speaking to those that are more in the middle, a lot of them have got quite big mortgages. And, you know, they've got families. And these energy rises impact those as well. So it's not just a problem for the bottom. And the way of getting that money is through windfall taxes of the oil and gas firms, rather than what the Conservatives are doing, which is lumbering all of that debt onto hardworking people who are going to see over the next few years either taxes go up or massive cuts to services, which we simply can't afford at the moment.
But the energy companies making these huge profits, Many of them aren't located in the UK at all. Some are. But if their profits aren't being made in the UK, then it's going to be quite difficult to tax them, isn't it?
The Labour policies are fully costed, and there is tax revenue that we can make out of those in the UK in order to pay for this.
So a lot of the Labour Party conference was discussing energy bills, but there were also quite extensive policies on the climate announced at the conference. What is Labour hoping to do?
I mean, we've really laid out some bold policy here. So the aim will be to become fully renewable by 2030. Which is going to do a lot for, obviously, the climate. We will have clean energy in the United Kingdom. But not only that, it will cut bills for people, and it's good for national security, when we're not having to rely on dictators to provide us with energy. And not only that, we can drive job creation through this. So, you know, it's about building in Britain. We're going to have to produce a lot of solar panels, a lot of wind farms, etc., etc. And we need to be building them here rather than shipping them in from abroad. So that will create thousands of jobs.
Adding more solar power does mean putting more solar panels on the countryside, including in areas of West Kent. Are you happy for fields in West Kent to be turned into solar farms?
Absolutely. For me, it's about saving the planet. And you know, some of the objections that come to this is things like how things look. But actually, we need to go beyond that when it's about creating green energy. I can understand that for, you know, building houses, etc. But when it comes to saving the planet, I think how the countryside looks has to take a bit of a back seat.